From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea's top defense firm Hanwha Group announces plans to invest 55 trillion won, or $35.6 billion, in the space and artificial intelligence sectors with infrastructure centered on the Gyeongsang region. The special counsel team investigating the 2024 martial law incident indicts ex-Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Kim Myung-soo over his alleged role. And the Seoul Bankruptcy Court decides to end rehabilitation proceedings for HomePlus after the retail chain failed to secure the required funding. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. South Korea's leading defense company, Hanwha Group, has announced plans to invest 55 trillion won, or $35.6 billion, in the space and artificial intelligence sectors to build an integrated space infrastructure centered on the Gyeongsang area. Hanwha Group Vice Chairman Kim Dong-kwan presented the plan on Friday during a public briefing on advanced industry development vision for the province. In the briefing presided over by President Lee Jae-myung in the southeastern city of Jinju, the company said it will develop an independent launch vehicle, satellite network, and defense AI system capable of supporting military operations. Under the plan, Hanwha Aerospace will invest 23 trillion won in launch vehicle development, while Hanwha Systems will spend around 20 trillion won on low Earth orbit satellites, a space-based AI data center, and satellite communications. Hanwha also plans to invest more than 10 trillion won in defense AI, building a defense AI data center in Changwon to integrate and analyze data collected from space, as well as land, sea, and air domains. President Lee Jae-myung will participate in a NATO summit in Turkey next week, followed by a state visit to Mongolia. National Security Advisor Lee Sang-lak briefed reporters on the president's overseas itinerary at the presidential office of Changwade on Friday, saying Lee will first attend the summit in Ankara on July 7th to 8th, at the invitation of NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. We explained that Lee's participation in the NATO summit is part of South Korea's efforts to enhance defense industry cooperation with its NATO allies, which collectively account for approximately 55% of global defense spending and represent the world's largest defense market. During his visit, Lee is scheduled to meet with Rutte and take part in a joint meeting with NATO's Indo-Pacific partners, including Japan, Australia, and New Zealand, and also take part in a defense industry forum. The president will later travel to the Mongolian capital of Ulaanbaatar for a state visit, July 9th to the 11th, where he will hold a summit with Mongolian President Okna Khurasu. The special counsel team investigating former President Yoon Suk-yeol's 2024 martial law attempt has indicted Kim Myung-soo, the former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for his alleged involvement. The special counsel team led by Kwon Chang-young indicted Kim late Thursday without detention, asserting that he played a key role in the martial law declaration on December 3, 2024, while serving as the nation's highest-ranking military officer. Investigators believe that Kim took no action as martial law troops moved into the National Assembly and that he helped establish a martial law command. The counsel team claims Kim was aware that the martial law declaration and troop deployment were unlawful, yet failed to act appropriately in his role as the nation's top military officer. Officials have gathered evidence that Kim's aides warned him multiple times that the declaration was procedurally flawed and that troops should be withdrawn from the National Assembly. The Seoul Bankruptcy Court has decided to put an end to the rehabilitation proceedings for HomePlus after the retail chain failed to secure the required funding of 200 billion won, or around $130 million. The court reached the decision on Friday, saying sales have dropped as the company maintained its operations without reaching merger or acquisition deals for most of its businesses, with sharp increases in public interest claims over wages, payment of goods, and taxes. HomePlus has only managed to sell its HomePlus Express supermarket division to Harim Group affiliate NS Shopping. The court concluded that the company probably would not be able to execute the revised rehabilitation plan it submitted Tuesday, as it had yet to secure the minimum necessary funding of 200 billion won. The top office is pushing back against a U.S. congressional report accusing South Korea of discriminating against Coupang with an investigation into a major data breach. National Security Advisor Lee Sung-lak said Friday during a briefing that South Korea does not single out companies or discriminate based on nationality, denying the report's claims. Lee's remarks followed a report released this week by the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which accused Seoul of discriminatory attacks against Coupang, after which a White House official made similar comments, saying Coupang was being singled out by the Lee Jae-myung administration. The exchange marked the latest in a series of back-and-forth remarks between Seoul and Washington amid concerns that Coupang's lobbying in Washington could add further strain to bilateral relations. Authorities have confirmed cases of foot-and-mouth disease at a hog farm and five nearby cattle farms in North Gyeongsang Province and issued a level 4 alert for the surrounding area. The Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs said in a statement on Friday that the cases were detected at farms in Yecheon, located approximately 160 kilometers southeast of Seoul. In response, officials have issued the strongest warning in their four-tier system for Yecheon and six nearby communities, including Andong, Uiseong, and Sangju. This marks the first outbreak of the disease in North Gyeongsang Province in 11 years. The ministry is on high alert as North Gyeongsang Province is home to more than 17,000 livestock farms, raising some 745,000 cattle and 1.4 million pigs. South Korea's foreign exchange reserves climbed slightly after a month in June on the back of an increase in foreign currency deposits at financial institutions. According to the Bank of Korea on Friday, the nation's foreign currency reserves stood at 427.36 billion U.S. dollars at the end of June, up $370 million from a month earlier. The central bank said, despite measures to stabilize the currency market, including its foreign exchange swap accord with the National Pension Service, foreign exchange reserves saw growth due to a rise in foreign currency deposits held by financial institutions. As of the end of May, South Korea's foreign exchange reserves were the 13th largest in the world. China topped the list at over $3 trillion, followed by Japan, Switzerland, and Russia. This year's Korea Grand Festival, a nationwide confluence of cultural and shopping events, is set to feature some of the largest discounts ever. The festival is scheduled to run from October 29th to November 15th. During a meeting with economy-related ministers on Friday, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Gu Yun-chul said the discounts will cover automobiles, home appliances, and clothing, as well as agricultural, livestock, and fisheries products. The government also plans to distribute 70,000 vouchers for lodging outside the capital area, linking the voucher program to regional festivals nationwide. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 440.25 points, or 5.76% on Friday, to close at 8,088.34. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 1.69 points, or 0.19%, to close at 868.41. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.